Y'all, the revelation that God gave me is so wild, right? So I have started reading the Bible from front to back. And in the first two chapters of Genesis, right? Most people think, oh, he created the heavens and the earth. You know what I'm saying? He created man. Then there's fallen man in chapter 3. No, he gave me something that literally used that but had nothing to do with that. And this is what I'm saying, right? Because I know y'all ready for me to get to the point. There's two times that God said be fruitful and multiply, but we only address one. We always talk about when he told Adam and Eve be fruitful and multiply, and we're talking about reproduction. But he also told the land and the beasts of the land to be fruitful and multiply in the first two chapters of the Bible. But the reason that I'm talking about this is because the revelation he dropped in my spirit is when we talk about enduring the process of what it takes to get to your blessing, everybody loves to talk about, well, what you learn on the way, God cannot give it to you until you know how to maintain your blessing. I used to just say the same thing. He told me, no, I'm not going to give it to you until you can multiply your blessing. Why? Because in Matthew 28:19, one of the last things that Jesus told his disciples is what? Go out and make disciples of all nations. Multiplication, right? He created the earth. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Why? Because there will be no universal nourishment from trees, plants, fruits, vegetables, etc., etc., if there was not multiples of the fruit and nutrition needed. Then he tells man, in order to inhabit all of the land and for there to be strength in numbers and for you to be able to divide and conquer, there needs to be multiples. Be fruitful and multiply. But then here's how it ties to your destiny, your journey, and what God has for you. Could it be that you're enduring the process of what it takes not to learn how to maintain, but to learn how to multiply? Because a person who values will share. Right? Jesus said that he was going to teach them how to be fishers of men. He could have just threw them some fish. But he had to show them how to fish so that when he left, his spirit rested on them in a fashion that says, not only do I know how to keep, I know how to multiply. I know how to create more. God is not going to give it to you until you can make more of it. The entire point of what we do on this earth is to do everything for the glorification of his name and the edification of his kingdom. Why is that? Because God shows you how to do something. He then shows you how to show someone else. And through you, that person is now witnessing God, which is why all things must point back to him, because we can't be selfish in receiving the glory for ourselves. No, I did not do that. It was God who did it through me. That's why Paul talks about, I planted the seed, Apollos may have watered it, but God made it grow. Because in all things, multiplication is the goal, but God will not give it to you until you know how to multiply. That's why you have to appreciate stuff on a certain level before you get it, because you got to know how it feels for it to be subtracted so you can multiply when you get it. Not only that, and I want to finish with this, multiplication doesn't come by ones, because the first thing that we learn in grade school is that if you multiply something by one, it only stays the same. If you multiply it by zero, you get nothing. So if you put in no effort, you get nothing. But if you only put one foot forward, it will stay the same. In order to actually move and multiply, because miracles only happen in motion, they don't happen from sitting still. If you want to move and multiply, you got to put both feet forward, which means you can't be halfway in. You can't be one foot in and one foot out. If that ain't a revelation, I don't know what it is. But if you want to multiply what God gave you, if you want to even get what God wants to give you so that you can multiply, you better start saddling your horse. You best to start preparing the table, because the same way he told Joshua in chapter 1 to prepare his provisions, the table got to already be laid out before he put food on it. God bless you. Hey, you didn't hear it from me. You heard it from the Lord. I'm just a vessel. I love you.